Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In today's show, analysts say Bitcoin's open interest wipeout will give way to further upside. Quoting Delphi Digital here, the 30-day percentage decline in open interest for Bitcoin has reached levels that previously signaled a bottom was forming or wasn't too far out. And according to Ben Lilly, the co-founder of Jarvis Labs, luckily for anybody wanting to accumulate on a weekly basis or at the bottom portion of the current trading range, this is a great setup. And quoting Rec Capital here, overall, Bitcoin is consolidating inside the two key exponential moving averages right now, just like in May 2021. And just like in May, continued price stability and consolidation in between these two exponential moving averages will precede new macro uptrend continuation. And Max Keiser shares, we never had an absolute scarce monetary commodity like BTC. Unlike gold, alts, and fiat, it's absolutely decentralized. So a naked short attack, even with infinite credit slash paper money, can only hurt slash debase fiat money. Bitcoin is designed to attract attacks like this. Also in today's show, self-proclaimed Bitcoin creator Craig Wright came out ahead despite having to pay $100 million. That's right, because if he really is Satoshi, as the courts claim, then he is sitting on 1.1 million pre-mined Bitcoin, currently valued at about $70 billion. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing these altcoins, which are primed to explode as investors move beyond Bitcoin, according to Bitwise CIO Matt Hogan. That's right, in a new interview with Bloomberg, he says he is bullish on Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon, aka Matic. Also in today's show, Bitcoin analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, says $69,000 is not the top for this cycle. I'll be sharing with you his latest Bitcoin price outlook and checking out his latest update here on crypto Twitter. I don't think 69,000 was the top for this halving cycle. If 69,000 were the top, then a typical bear market negative 80% drawdown would bring the bottom to 14,000, below 2017's all-time high at 20K and below the 200-week moving average at 18,000. Nah, that has never happened, and in my opinion, will never happen. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correct thing and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, the weekend is upon us, and fear remains the dominant short-term sentiment in the current crypto market. Earlier today, Bitcoin price dropped to $47,250, and investors are biting their nails after data from the U.S. Consumer Price Index, known as CPI, shows inflation reaching a 40-year high at 6.8%. We all know that is understated, and it's more realistic to be about 30% per year. Just go look at your local real estate on Zillow.com. The numbers don't lie. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that a midday push by the bulls to reclaim that critical 50,000 support level was handily defeated, and sellers sent the price back below 48K, which could possibly force another daily lower high for the top rank cryptocurrency. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 4-hour candle chart. Now, with the prospect of a major run-up in the price to end the year all but dashed, traders have shifted their attention to managing risk and identifying the best levels to buy the dips. Here's a look at what the analysts are saying about Bitcoin's outlook heading into 2022. Let's start with the open interest wipeout, which will give way the further upside. That's right, as seen in previous instances where the Bitcoin price saw a rapid decline, there has been significant decrease in the open interest for Bitcoin on derivative exchanges, as highlighted in a recent report from Delphi Digital. The report noted a 50% decrease in open interest after this latest market downturn, as overleveraged long positions were decimated, as we can see here in the Bitcoin futures open interest versus Bitcoin price chart. Now, while the experience was likely an unpleasant one for traders, especially who were overexposed, the analyst suggested that deleveraging events like this are beneficial over the long term and will often give way to further upside as the previous froth and overexuberance are replaced with a more measured trading environment. And the sharp reduction of open interest over the past month may also be signaling that the short-term bottom for Bitcoin may be in, according to Delphi Digital. Let me know if you agree or disagree that the Bitcoin bottom is in at 42K. And it's possible that the current sell-off could be reaching the point of exhaustion. Quoting Delphi Digital here, the 30-day percentage decline in open interest for Bitcoin has reached levels that previously signaled a bottom was forming or wasn't too far out. Now let's discuss range-bound trading for Bitcoin until 2022. According to Ben Lilly, co-founder of Jarvis Labs, the price of Bitcoin is likely to stay in this trading range until at least the end of the month, mainly due to the fact that December 31st marks the largest open interest in terms of open contracts. Lilly highlights previous instances of major drawdowns resulting in a high number of liquidations as part of the reasoning, and he explained that the market has typically taken some time to build momentum after these pullbacks, quoting Lilly right here. Luckily for anybody wanting to accumulate on a weekly basis or at the bottom portion of the current trading range, this is a great setup. That's right, BTFD all freaking day, buy that freaking dip. Next up, let's discuss, should traders look for a continuation of the uptrend? Well, according to crypto analyst Rec Capital, who posted the following chart of Bitcoin price trading between two key exponential moving averages, he shared the following on crypto Twitter. Overall, Bitcoin is consolidating inside the two key EMAs right now, just like in May 2021. And just like in May, continued price stability and consolidation in between these two EMAs will precede new macro uptrend continuation. And as he shares here in this chart, you can see the two exponential moving averages he points out, which are currently sitting at $44,880 in the blue and the one in the green at $52,276. And now, before I break down next story of the day and we discuss, while self-proclaimed Bitcoin creator Craig Wright came out ahead despite having to pay $100 million, as well as interest in these three altcoins primed to explode as investors move beyond Bitcoin, according to the Bitwise CIO, Matt Hogan, as well as we discuss, Plan B says $69,000 is not the top for this cycle and shares his latest Bitcoin price outlook. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, most major cryptos are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 2.5% for the day, hovering at about $48,500. We have Ether down 4%, maintaining just above that critical $4,000 support, which we broke temporarily just yesterday. Solana down 7%, trading at $169. Binance Coin down 6%, trading at $553. And Matic down 8%, trading at $2.08. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. On Monday, it was determined by a Miami court that Craig Wright, the alleged creator of Bitcoin, would pay $100 million in damages to David Kleiman, Wright's partner. The case had dragged out for about a year and finally came to an end with this judgment. Now, this time, Wright did not appeal to the judgment, as the computer scientist believed it to be fair interesting, right? Furthermore, Wright said that the judgment on the part of the court solidifies his claim to be the original Bitcoin creator, which is something the computer scientist has claimed for a long time. Wright was ordered to pay the $100 million to the heirs of David Kleinman, who claimed that the late computer scientist's estate was entitled to half the 1.1 million Bitcoin mined by Satoshi Nakamoto. Crazy. If he really had 1.1 million BTC, currently valued at $70 billion, he will soon be one of the world's richest men. Because one important tidbit to keep in mind in this case is that Wright may actually be Satoshi, as he claims. And if this was true, hypothetically, then the computer scientist is in possession of the 1.1 million BTC that was mined by the creator's wallet after the Bitcoin blockchain was launched. Now, the Bitcoins contained in this wallet are worth an estimated $70 billion at this time, of which Kleinman's heirs claim to be entitled to half of this. Now, with $70 billion in tow and with the $100 million ordered by the courts to be paid by the Kleinman's estate, is only obviously a drop in the ocean for Craig Wright. So in total, the entrepreneur would have come out ahead, having to only pay a tiny fraction of what Kleinman would have had if his share of that Bitcoin had been awarded to him. Now, Wright would get to keep $70 billion all to himself. Now, Kleinman, who passed away back in 2013 at the age of 46, was said to be close friends with Craig Wright, in whom he allegedly created Bitcoin. The Kleinman family also credits the intellectual property behind the Bitcoin blockchain technology to the late computer scientists. And for years, Craig Wright has been involved in lawsuits one after the other regarding the status as the creator of Bitcoin. Wright has claimed countless times that he created the digital asset, but that no one in the space has taken the computer scientist seriously and has even been referred to as an imposter. However, the alleged Bitcoin creator claims that the jury verdict finally acknowledges him as the creator of the asset. In a statement made after the trial, Wright explained that the jury has been found out that he indeed created Bitcoin and as such would not be appealing to the judgment. He also expressed relief at the verdict, saying, "I have never been so relieved in my life." And although Wright continues to hold up his claim that he is Satoshi, he denies the claim that he and Kleinman launched the crypto together. And he said the claims being made by Eric Kleinman on behalf of Dave Kleinman's estate were false, adding that there is no paper trail that shows evidence of a partnership between them. Now for the $70 billion mystery, one thing Wright refused to admit is whereabout that 1.1 million BTC in dispute are. The computer scientist has been careful not to mention anything regarding the Bitcoin stash, whether Wright has or ever had his Bitcoins in possession remains a mystery. So there you have it. Do you feel that Craig Wright could potentially be Satoshi Nakamoto as he claims? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down next story of the day and I share with you these three altcoins primed to explode as investors move beyond Bitcoin, according to the Bitwise CIO, Matt Hogan, as well as Bitcoin analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, says $69,000 is not the top for this cycle. And I share with you his latest Bitcoin price outlook. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion. With $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 40.9%, with the Ether dominance at 21.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Gala leading the pack, up almost 10% for the day, trading at 53 cents. Yearn.finance up almost 9%, trading at $22,900. And Nexo up 5.7%, trading at $2.31. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 16 out of 100 in extreme fear, which is a great buying indicator. BTFD bought that freaking dip. Yesterday was a 24, last week a 25, and last month a 77 in extreme greed. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The chief investment officer of Bitwise Asset Management is naming the altcoins that are set to explode as investors venture outside of the king of all crypto. In a new interview with Bloomberg Technologies' Emily Chang, Matt Hogan says he is bullish on Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon, aka Matic. Quoting him right here, "I think we're going to see this sort of Cambrian explosion of activity built on Ethereum and other layer one solutions. I think investors are going to be looking at Ethereum. They're going to be looking at Solana. And they're going to be looking at Polygon." How many of you are currently bullish on ETH, Solana, and Matic? Let me know in the comments right down below. I know I am bullish as a mofo on all three. Now, Hogan says that Bitcoin investors are now looking beyond the flagship cryptocurrency. Quoting him again here, "We're seeing a lot of investors who put their ton in the water with Bitcoin in 2020, 2021, start to realize there's more to crypto than just Bitcoin. If there's one biggest story for next year, it's going to be everything else. It's going to be crypto as decentralized finance, better known as DeFi, crypto as non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, and crypto Web 3.0, crypto as a metaverse." That's where we're hearing from investors. What is there beyond Bitcoin? That's what I'm most bullish about for 2022. And if he had to choose between Bitcoin and Ethereum, the executive says he is rooting for the second largest cryptocurrency. As he shares here, I am on the Ethereum side. I love all my children equally, but if you pin me down, Ethereum was the asset of the year. That's right. Ethereum is up about 2.5x the Bitcoin price so far this year and has been outpacing Bitcoin consistently over the past 6 years, up about 100x. So he says here, this year I have a reasonable degree of confidence that it will continue to play, that in the future, there's just so much positive activity taking place in and around the blockchain right now. And to watch this entire interview with the Bitwise CIO entitled Crypto Predictions for 2022, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, says $69,000 is not the top for this cycle and shares his latest Bitcoin price outlook. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the podcast, I highly encourage you to visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, I'm on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Quantitative crypto analyst Plan B, shout out to Plan B, says Bitcoin has yet to peak this cycle based on the crypto assets, current value, and historical data. Plan B tells his 1.6 million Twitter followers that he doesn't think Bitcoin's all-time high of around 69,000 reached 1 month ago is the top for this cycle, quoting him here on crypto Twitter. I don't think $69,000 was the top for this halving cycle. If 69,000 were the top, then a typical bear market negative 80% drawdown would bring the bottom to 14K below the 2017 all-time high at 20K and below the 200-week moving average at 18,000. Nah, that has never happened. And in my opinion, will never happen. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B and checking out some of the responses. Chessbook wrote, why would you expect a typical 80% drawdown if we haven't seen a typical top? And Plan B responded, because we just had a negative 50% in May on only the China mining ban. A real bear market will be bigger than that. And this person responded, why expect a negative 80% bear market if we didn't get a parabolic blow off top? And Plan B responded, like I said, I do not think 69,000 was the top. And I certainly do not think we are in a bear market. Touche. I agree 100%. Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now, moving averages are technical indicators that help investors and traders smooth out volatile price data by creating a constantly updated average price. Looking at Bitcoin's 200-week moving average, as you can see here on your screen, and current value, Plan B does not forecast Bitcoin dropping that low. And checking out some other recent Plan B tweets he wrote, December 2021, which is in the red, 18.9 million total BTC, 8 million Bitcoin last transacted at price levels between 32 and 64,000, 2.7 million Bitcoin at 18 to 16,000, which is 0.8 million from around the 2017 top, and 2 million Bitcoin less than $2 between January 2009 and March 2011, December 2017, which you can see here in the light blue, 16.8 million total BTC with 5 million Bitcoin between $8 to $16,000 price level and 2 million Bitcoin less than $2 between January 2009 and March 2011. Regarding Bitcoin's realized cap, he shares, Bitcoin realized cap is still increasing after March's $58,800 close. You cannot keep the ball underwater forever. And as he points out here in this chart for context, the 2017 bull market has six major corrections between 29 and 38%. So this is nothing new under the sun. When in doubt, zoom out and let's get this crypto, shall we? Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, analysts say Bitcoin's open interest wipeout will give way to further upside. Also in today's show, we discuss why self-proclaimed Bitcoin creator Craig Wright came out ahead despite having to pay $100 million. Also in today's show, I shared interest in these three altcoins primed to explode as investors move beyond Bitcoin, according to the Bitwise CIO, Matt Hogan, and those three alts are ETH, Solana, and Matic. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, says $69,000 is not the top for this cycle. And I shared with you his latest Bitcoin price outlook. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Michael Council wrote, another great episode, a personal daily staple in my schedule, no matter how hectic it may be. 100,000 subs or 100,000 BTC. What will come first? Hopefully both in quarter one. Let's freaking go. Cheers, Michael. I greatly appreciate your continued support, fam. Q1 BTC bull run. Let's freaking go. And our next feature comment comes from Green Thumb, who wrote, JV, thanks for always keeping us up to date. I appreciate the condensed format for my morning routine, but most of all, your consistency and dedication to videos every day. You are as reliable as BTC. TikTok, another block. TikTok, another crypto news alerts video. HODL on, crypto amigos. You're very welcome, Dr. Green Thumb. Much appreciated, HODL. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Henry Espinoza, who wrote, I would watch Max and Stacy as many times a day as they had shows on. And I responded 100% agreed with you on that, fam. This was in response to Max Kaiser sharing that El Salvador's Nayib Bukele should launch a news English channel for Bitcoin 24/7. I'm in agreement 100%. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.